Rocky, she sang with Bob Seger. And Stoney, Sean Murphy, she was Stoney Reese for as long as I've known her, from the 60s. And she was Seger's backup singer. Rocky sang backup with her. So Stoney and Rocky, that's where that came from. My name, I had some stupid thoughts on names. You want a punk rock band? You know? So hey, I needed a punk rock name. And it didn't occur to me. I came up with Skid Marks and I liked it. I didn't care what it meant. You know, so I used it. And I started writing songs under that name. The first time I went to New York, I was told there was a guy in England with the same name. I said, tough shit. You know, it's like, I've already got it on BMI, it's there. And it turned out that my dad actually gave me that name. I was 16 years old, got my first driver's license, and 10 days later, I got my first traffic ticket. And we went to court, and the judge back then, they didn't have all the computer BS, and you know, he took my license away, physically. Then he gave it to my dad and says, suspended for 30 days, and we were out of court. When we walked out, he handed it to me and said, don't do that again, Skid Marks. So, you know, I kind of, in my memory banks, that's where that came from. And I started naming everybody in the band, too. Like Tommy Kilowatt. No, actually, I named him Thomas St. Thomas. But he chose Kilowatt when he went to the Sillies. Another guitar player was Sean. I called him Sean Dell. And we had Tom Cicola, who I called Pepsicola. And Gaetano, and that was, what a great name itself, you know. Thomas Ursel, and he was Italian. Gaetano was his name. So